Meditation today is from Psalm 33.
Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven and sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Well, the basic overall theme of this one's fairly clear. Praising the Lord for his might, his strength, his creation. And seeing that if he can create all these things, then he can save his people. And that's the point in a nutshell. But it starts, it starts with praising God, not with looking to ourselves. In our praise, our prayer life, sometimes we think of all the things that we need to ask God for, but we don't spend time in praising him first. The first paragraph here, the first three verses, is just about praising God and making worship, making song to him. It talks about the 10-stringed instrument, making melody to him with the harp that was given at the time. But we're to praise God in our private lives as well as in the church. Start with him and thinking about him. Then move on to the rest of the things. It says, for the word of the Lord is right, and his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. I know I don't, meditate often enough on the goodness of God. His righteousness, his truth, his love, his justice, and all these, the goodness that comes from these things. It's not that, God isn't there just for us. You see, his word and his work is for all the earth, and we need to think about his goodness. And then, kids especially, but all of us, when we think about God and his power, we need to go back to the beginning. By the word of the Lord, by the word of Jehovah, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Now this, if you're ever tempted to think that the story of creation in Genesis is just a fable, here we have in the Psalms again restating that it's by the creation, by the word of his mouth that all things were made. By the first the heavens, then it talks about the seas, the waters, and all that's in them. And because he's the creator, let all the earth fear the Lord. Now if he's strong enough to make all this stuff, and he's righteousness and holy, it comes as a natural conclusion that he must judge, that he rules these things as well. Let the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him, for he spoke and it was done, he commanded and it stood fast. But he doesn't just make things, he runs things. You see, in verse 10, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. God rules all things. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, but the counsels of the nations falls. The plans of his heart to all generations. And then something that our country has forgotten or never had. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, or is Jehovah, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Because he does look down from heaven, he sees all the sons of men. And we know in other parts of the Bible, when he looks on all the sons of men, he doesn't find any who do good, any who seek for him. From the place of his dwelling, he looks and sees all of them. He fashions their hearts individually. Children, you see, God has made you and made your heart. He considers all their works. Another thing our country's forgotten. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. The armed forces is not what makes a country great. Not what makes them safe. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength, and a horse is a vain hope for safety. Now, some of us aren't really wild about horses, so we don't consider that in the first place, but the horse is not great. It is a vain hope for safety, neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. But what do we have for our first salvation? Behold, the eye of Jehovah is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy. Not our strength, not our goodness, but the mercy of God to deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for Jehovah. He's a creator God. He's a great God. He's a judging God. He's a holy God, but he's also a loving and merciful God. And our soul waits for him. He is our help and shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Jehovah, be upon us just as we hope in you. So we see the vanity of horses and strength and men and swords. We see that God is the one who rules things, not the nations. And as we end this again, let your mercy, O Jehovah, be upon us just as we hope in you. So let us hope in the Lord and trust in his goodness. And we'll sing the first part of this, Psalm 33a.